Welcome into the studios of ESP Media. We're here for the Princeton Viking Sports Podcast number 2. I have the pleasure of speaking with Asia Knott. She's a senior. She plays a middle and outside hitter. Good morning, Asia. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How's the senior season going so far?
It's going pretty well. We still have a few things to work on as a team and to play better as a team. But as of now, things are going pretty well, and we're improving as a team together.
You know, early on in your career playing for the Vikings, you're a freshman, sophomore, junior. Now that you're a senior, it's got to be special for you knowing that this is the last season that you're going to play volleyball for Princeton. What does it mean to be a senior playing volleyball for Princeton?
Being a senior playing volleyball for Princeton is a great opportunity because I transferred to this school last year.
Okay.
And from my other school, I think it's a way better opportunity and great sports program. And I think our new coach that we have is really good, and she's helping us improve a lot. And just not on the court, but she's also helping us build character off the court, because that's very important too.
Sure.
So I feel like me playing for Princeton is giving me off the court experience as well as on the court experience.
That's fantastic. So you're getting a lot of life lessons this year playing for the Princeton Vikings.
Yes, sir.
Sounds great. Do you also play club in the off season when you're not playing for Princeton?
Yes, sir. This past year, I played for Cincy Classics 17 Nationals team.
Okay.
And that went pretty well.
Did you guys travel a lot, or did you just play mostly local tournaments?
Yes, sir. We traveled a lot. We traveled from Louisville, Indiana, Florida. We had a 5-day tournament in Florida and Columbus and some other places also.
And I'm guessing being on the club, the competitive club circuit, going around the colleges get a great opportunity to see you at those tournaments and getting to show your athletic ability. And I know one of the things that you were able to do is commit to Cleveland State University, and playing in that club circuit had to help that, correct?
Yes, sir.
So are you excited about going up north to Cleveland to play for Cleveland State?
I am very excited to go to Cleveland State University.
Well, congratulations on that. I think that's to be commended and an outstanding accomplishment. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, looking at your schedule this week, it looks like you got three very tough matches. Tonight, you're traveled to Oak Hills to face the Highlanders, and the Highlanders are 7-3 overall. So I'm guessing that's going to be a tough match, a tough GMC match, traveling to Oak Hills tonight.
Yes, there is going to be a tough match, but we still have to come together as a team, and we still have to have high hope, because anything can happen in a game. Rather, if they were 7-3 or 7-0, we still have to go out and give our all.
Yeah, that's perfect. And then back-to-back home matches. Wednesday you host the new high school, West Claremont Wolves, and then the Lakota West Firebirds, a GMC match. How do you like playing in that great gym there at Princeton High School?
Oh, I love the gym. It's awesome. The arena, it just makes you feel like at home.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost college-level quality, the size of the gym you play in.
Yes, it's very big.
Hey, let's have some fun now. I got to ask you, what's your favorite Grater's ice cream?
Mint chocolate chip.
Mint chocolate chip. So do you like getting those big hunks of chocolate when you reach that spoon in and you hit that big hunk?
Yes, and I like how their mint chocolate chip ice cream isn't green. Like, it's white.
Yeah, it's normal. It doesn't have the coloring in there. Yeah. How about this is going to be a tough one. I just have a feeling. What are some of your go-to songs on your favorite playlist these days? When you're getting ready to face Oak Hills tonight, what are some of your favorite songs that are on your playlist?
Well, I listen to a lot of songs. I prefer like R&B and maybe some hip-hop every once in a while.
But mostly R&B, huh? So that's what you're going to be listening to on the bus on the way over to Oak Hills?
Yes, sir.
Well, that sounds great. Well, listen, Asia, I appreciate you taking time, coming out of class, talking about your great experience playing for the Princeton Vikings. Best of luck to you tonight and the rest of the season in the tournament and then on your endeavors at Cleveland State University. I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Thanks.
All righty, you too.
Are you looking to produce your own podcast? ESP Media has state-of-the-art audio and video production studios available for you. Our studio rental rates are the most competitive in town. Contact us today at sales@espmediasn.com or 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. It's your podcast. We just produce it. ESP Media and In-Game Sports, located in Cincinnati, Ohio, house the best special event promotions, game management, sales, and media productions in town. The Skyline Chili Crosstown Showdown, the nation's longest-running high school football showcase, is one of our signature events. Also, we operate numerous high school athletic media programs in greater Cincinnati. We can support your school and or company with website and mobile app creation and operations, on-site audio and video production studios. We can tackle your project right here under one roof. Contact us today to put our team to work for you. Reach us at 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. Or email us at sales@espmediasn.com. It's your event. We just produce it. Welcome back to the studios of ESP Media. We're here with the Princeton Vikings Sports Podcast number 2. I'm here with Associate Athletic Director Matt Weber. Matt, how are we doing today?
Doing fantastic. Rob, how are you doing?
Good. I'm certainly glad that the remnants of Hurricane Irma are dissipating, and we may get, you know, we're going to get some showers, but it looks like it's all breaking up, and looks like the rest of the week, sometime tomorrow, we're back to clear sailing, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. We are monitoring the weather forecast, as everyone in the country was over the last few days, and
woo,
of course, looks like we're getting some of that rain today and tomorrow, so... Of course, here in the office, we got the radar and check and field conditions and all the logistics that take place for our athletes and games and practices. So we got the radar. Sometimes we feel like we're the weather meteorologists, per se, but hopefully it all work out. And our thoughts and prayers are with families down in Houston and Florida. As they recover, I know it'll be a long process with that.
No question. Just think, if we were weather personnel, we would have to be out in 100-mile-an-hour winds with a microphone and a camera aiming out of a car window, and I think we'd rather do what we're doing.
I would agree, but you definitely can appreciate the passion that those reporters have being on the forefront, especially of winds coming like they were down in Florida and people still reporting out the news. So
it was crazy stuff. Well, let's talk about the Princeton Vikings this week. Matt, I appreciate you taking the time. I think we got great success from our first podcast last week. Let's start off with the middle school, just some highlights of things going on this week. Tell the Princeton Viking fans what's going on with the middle school.
Yes, the middle school is off to a very good start. We are in about week 4 of the fall season for the middle school. Last night, our girls volleyball team defeated Middletown, both in 2 straight sets. So, a lot of improvement from the beginning of the season, and they've had some very close matches. Most recently, last time out was Sycamore, so it was good to see the team make adjustments. You can start to see some of the confidence build with some of our younger players, and the training and skill during practices are paying off, and it was it showed last night versus Middletown. So I know the team is excited. They get those 2 wins last night, and you know they have a stretch with 2 other conference games on Wednesday and Thursday. So for all of our teams, we're in the thick of things with the middle of the season and, of course, the middle of the GMC schedule as we head into league tournaments toward the end of the year with that. Girls soccer pulled out a tie last week, and they continue to build from each match and each training session. A lot of good things were shown in their game, and they host today Taylor as well. So looking forward to catching them out there. Hopefully the weather cooperates.
Right.
Same thing with boys soccer. Boys will be playing Taylor as well today. They started off the year with a big 5-1 victory over Taylor at their place earlier on the year. So it would be nice to see the Vikings kind of complete that sweep of two games in the regular season for that. Girls tennis is doing a outstanding job this season. A lot of improvement, both individually and team-wise. A lot of the players are being able to develop not only as single players, but also as doubles.
Sure.
So that's important as they kind of work their way up through the high school and get familiar with different roles within those sports. And cross country, Coach Lisa Benson continues to amaze me in what she's able to do with our runners. Another solid week last week with their races at Sacred Heart and Coleraine, and then this past week they were at we hosted the Princeton Cross Country Invitational, and I'll speak a little bit on that a little bit later. But
sure.
They continue to impress, continue to post personal records, and in a sport like cross country, you're racing against your own time. You're trying to beat your time each week, and the practice plans that are put in place by Coach Benson and the players' attitude and focus to reach their individual and team goals is paying off, because each week we are seeing more and more runners medal, and more runners are dropping time significantly. So it just shows what Coach Benson and what our runners are doing day in and day out to prepare for the end of the season tournament and the middle school state tournament that follows toward the end of the month, early next month.
Sounds exciting. This is Rob Ebel with ESP Media talking with Associate Athletic Director Matt Weber. It's our Princeton Viking Sports Podcast number 2. Well, is it time to transition into the high school and talking about what's going on with the Vikings right there on Chester Road, Matt?
Yes, it is. You know, last week, another good week. Some tough losses with respected teams here at the high school level. But I know our coaches and players are determined to make those adjustments and be ready for the next day. We always tell our coaches and our players, you know, tomorrow's a new day, especially on tough losses like that. And, of course, as you know, coaches and athletes continue to study the game.
Sure.
Prepare to be more successful the next day of practice or next match. So we're excited to see those adjustments take place this week of competition. But before we kind of dig in a little deeper, I just want to congratulate and give a special shout-out to Coach Bob Fritz and Lisa Benson of our cross-country program. Year in, year out, we do host the Princeton Cross-Country Invitational at Landmark Athletic Fields.
Great. What a great event.
Year, yep. Yeah, absolutely. They do a fantastic job with helping run organize that race. This year we had over 1,000 athletes, so we had a lot more than last year. And each year we keep saying it's going to build and build, and every year the numbers keep showing that it's building and building, and a lot of great feedback with opposing teams and parents and fans. So kudos to Coach Fritz and the job that our cross-country program training staff, because it really takes a lot of different pieces to put a big race like that together.
Yes.
And we've been fortunate enough so far that the weather has cooperated. And, you know, Saturday was nice, cool running weather, not too hot. So our runners did a fantastic job throughout the day. We had the middle school races, the open races, and, of course, the varsity races on that. And all of our results are available on our bikenation.org website and app. And so I'm very proud. Our whole office is proud of our cross-country program.
Yeah,
and
so
what
exciting.
They did this week. But we head into a new week, different opponents. As I said before, we're in the thick of the GMC. So soccer is taking on Oak Hills. And, you know, the girls' soccer team last week, they lost to Fairfield, but the defense played outstanding. It was a very good showing, I thought, by our soccer team, and to hold Fairfield, who's a high prolific offense in the league year in and year out. Our Lady Vikings did a very nice job with that, and excited to see what is in store for them this week. I know you got a chance to speak with one of our leaders, Asia Knott.
Yes.
She is doing an outstanding job individually, but also as a team, and Coach Davis is building that volleyball program.
Takes time. Doesn't happen overnight. And
correct.
To build.
Correct. And she's doing a very nice job with that, and our leaders like Asia are kind of building that mindset, that championship mindset that we want, not only to the varsity, but on down the JV and our middle school. So I'm excited to see those adjustments. I know they got a difficult stretch here with Oak Hills today.
But it'll be a good barometer to see where they are in the program for sure, right?
That will be a very good test for our Lady Vikings. But I know they've been preparing well. They're building from each week. So I'm excited to kind of see how we do against one of the top teams in the GMC.
Yeah, that's exciting. Let's the football team. Unfortunately, I know Coach Daniels would prefer to be 3-0 as opposed to 0-3, but it goes back to what we talked about with volleyball. You're building a program. It takes time to implement the way he wants to do this. His offense, his defense, they've been close every game. Last week, Vikings fell short at Lakota East 24-14. This week, traveled to Middletown, the historic Barnetts Field. The Middies are 0-3 as well. Coach, is there tickets in advance at school, or do they get tickets for fans that want to travel to Middletown? Will they get those at the gate the day of the game?
Yes, tickets will be available at the day of the event up at Barnett Stadium. So all tickets will be sold at Middletown for this Friday's game. As you said before, I know Coach Daniels, he's excited, and the players are excited that bounce back from last week's GMC opener.
Right.
As we've talked about a lot, and Coach Daniels talked about, there's a lot of new faces playing some bigger roles. But I know, as we talked about before, just getting into the systems. And so we're excited to open up week two in the GMC conference schedule.
And get that first Middletown, W.
That's right. At Middletown, it's a great environment.
Yes.
Barnett Stadium has a lot of history. A lot of big-time games were played at that stadium there. So we're excited for our team to travel up to Middletown and bounce back from, you know, last week's Lakota East game and, you know, get a W on the board. So I know our full focus with that program is on Friday. And so we're excited to see what the Vikings will do under the lights at Barnett Stadium at 7 o'clock.
So best of luck to Coach Daniels and his staff and the Viking players. Get a W there, chalk that up against the Middletown Middies. Once again, this is Rob Ebel from ESP Media. I'm here with Associate Athletic Director Matt Weber. Matt, we just want to highlight fans can get schedules, rosters, any information about the Vikings at vikenation.org and up-to-the-minute updates, scores, changes on Twitter at Vike Nation. That's the best way, especially on rainy days like today and tomorrow. You know, subscribe to at Vike Nation and get all that information. Would you agree with that, Coach?
Absolutely. VikeNation.org. We also have a app, Princeton Athletics app. It's available in iTunes and Google Play for those Android users out there, especially when we face inclement weather. Social media is by far one of our best tools to communicate with our community and our fans out there. So up-to-the-minute game updates, scores are being inputted in on your app. And fans, if you don't have the app, I really would encourage you to download that app.
Everything's also all integrated from the mobile app to the website, and it's you can get a lot of information.
That's correct. And driving directions, everything is kind of used through the Google Maps there. And, you know, day updates are posted on there. And fans will have the opportunity to select teams they want to follow maybe more closely. And we believe that it's a great tool to have, especially for those fans that are supporting multiple teams or have
sure.
Kids
at different,
different levels, and a lot of push notifications. But especially when we face these weather conditions, being able to utilize social media so quickly is highly encouraged tool for fans to have accessible and download as well. So we do our best to stay up to date minute by minute with those schedules. Your team helps us a lot, Rob, and I know we've already sent a few updates your way. So,
yep, and I think they've already, and while we're sitting here, it's already been updated. So.
And that's where that's kind of where we're at, you know, in the middle of the season, especially when you're dealing with certain cancellations and weather forecasts and, you know, different adjustments and putting pieces together. The social media tools that our department utilizes can be parents' best friends and tracking kind of where things are going, when we're playing, who we're playing. And then once we get going in the postseason, I know that tool is even more powerful to update all Viking Nation with how our teams are doing in the postseason runs as well.
Sounds good, Matt. Well, listen, let's wrap this week. I greatly appreciate your time, appreciate Asia's time, and we'll cut another Princeton Viking Sports podcast on Monday of next week, number 3. Best of luck to all the Vikings teams this week, and we'll touch base next week.
Sounds good, Rob. Thank you, and go Vikes.